the subject of racism, I expect all medias to contact people that did that studies to highlighten the aspects that the society must be aware of, publish it, give it as wide publicity as possible, for that, so that the society will learn from it. And not only wait when there is a racist act somewhere, which is controversial, and they jump into it just to make profit out of it. I think they should do more to educate the public, to sensitize on racial issues, for the public to be aware of certain issues and then act accordingly. But as it is now, I have the impression that they are mostly into reaction and not action. I think the newspapers, the media should be a little bit more on the active side, and not only reacting when there is an issue that can give them some good sales. So that is my take on that.
Du hast ihn nach dem institutionellen Rassismus gefragt, nicht wahr?
Richtig. Amalia, I asked him about institutional racism.
Well, institutional racism, it depends on which country you go, or which region, or which culture you talk about it. It can have different meanings. First of all, I want to also mention that institutional racism is described in different ways in different places. There are places they call it structural racism. There are places they call it systematic racism, especially in the English-speaking countries. They mostly use systematic racism. That actually means that you have a system in a society whereby certain racist norms have been incorporated into the way of life of the people, and they live with it, some even without knowing the effect or the negative effect of such acts that they propagate, you know. So in a sense, this institutional racism is just...
And to explain you why our guest had to stop the interview is because we were interrupted by someone who came violently to us because of... We don't really know the reason. But I think that mainly we had to suffer a situation of racism while we were making an interview about...
Halb sechs. Keine Ahnung. Geh mal fragen.
Switzerland is the stupidest country of the world. This country is only for foreign, for Ausländer. This is how it is new.
Let's. Can we go to another place?
Hau ab in deinem Wichsland, wo du herkommst. Das ist gegangen. Lass es dir, Idioten. Swiss give all money for foreign, Ausland. Swiss have a millimeter, no, nada.
Is it, this is also part of the racism we talk about, the ignorance. Just the act we just lived now, we have an elderly man that went to the social service to ask for money and he could not get it. And then he started shouting because he saw some foreigners. He believes, according to him, that it is because money is going to the black or the migrants, that's why they could not give him money. So he could not even see the reason that he was given why he could not get the money. He has gotten his own monthly allowance and he still wants to get more, which the law does not allow. And because the law doesn't allow it, they did not give it to him. And because they did not give it to him, now he's blaming foreigners for that. And that is part of racism. But this is part of racism that is on one side, it is systematic, it is institutional, at the same time, out of ignorance. Because if it's someone that he thinks who could read the purpose he was given when he registered for social service, he should understand what he is entitled to and what he is not. And so this is part of it. When there is a problem in society, people, instead of blaming themselves for not doing well, already for not working or earning his life, like every other person, is want to blame foreigners for not getting money from social service. Yeah. And it's not even a foreigner that is working there. But he gives this is part of the things we are talking about, unfortunately.
And how can people fight institutional racism?
I think to fight against institutional racism, there is a lot of work on education that needs to be done. I think Switzerland has somehow started doing something on that by doing some studies in the society to find out how much deep is institutional racism taking place in Switzerland. So now I would expect that there were more studies, concrete studies will be done in this area. And that should not just be a general studies of institutional racism, but like it was mentioned in the study that is done by the service that combats racism in Switzerland. They mentioned that they found traces of institutional racism in the area of work, in the job market, in the area of rents, house rents, in the area of education, in the area of police and justice, in the public space, and so on and so forth. So I would expect that on the second stage, that they do not just stop there, but to take each of these sectors that have been identified, to study them deeply, and find out how do they get there, what are the root causes, and then make concrete recommendations on how to educate the society on the way forward. I think those are the way I think we could be able to fight against institutional racism. Another aspect is also successful integration. Successful integration, I mean, sometimes in Switzerland, when you talk about integration, people always think about what they actually do is more or less assimilation. Because when you look at the law that this on integration, the law on foreigners, it's everything is what the migrant should do, what the migrant should do. So it is one-sided. But I see integration as a tango dance. In a tango dance, there must be two. The indigenous themselves and the people that come to meet them. I have always heard people say, I am in my place, they come to us, they should have to adapt to us. But that is not true, because in the first place, the government here went out to look for workers. They went out to look for workers from other countries to bring them here to do some work that their people don't want to do, or they don't have enough human power. In the construction sector, for example, if not because of the construction and the medical sectors, these two principal sectors, if not because of foreigners, migrants, there would have been acute shortage of manpower in those two sectors. So the fact that migrants are coming to work in those sectors is also a blessing to Switzerland. And these migrants also pay taxes to Switzerland. So they are bringing in something, and also their cultural heritage, to have a multi-racial country. This is an advantage to Switzerland that they have to see as a plus and not as minus. So when somebody says he comes to me, he has to adapt to me. No, he comes here because there is need for him to be here. And your society is profiting from his presence here. Therefore, there is a need for everybody to cohabitate together in order to have a peaceful society. So the type of integration I'm looking at is where there will be more efforts from the side of the Swiss, also from the point of view of law, to bring the two together, because some of this ignorance and prejudices that people have, when people start mixing together more and more, then those prejudices will start coming down, because they will now get to know themselves better. They will get to know, he's a black man, but he's not so stupid as we were told. He does not live in the forest in Africa. He also have a house. He also have a normal toilet. So those things will be learned not just in schools, I don't know how far they do it in school, but also through mixing up, things will get better. So it's part of the way I think institutional racism can be fought against.
That was a piece of interview that we had, and it was really such an uncomfortable moment, but at the same time a slap of reality that we people live, that even had, when racism is so shameless that even seeing a microphone, they don't care. They really don't care. And ironías de la vida. And now let's listen to Kenny Arcana, Je me barre.
J'ai jamais squatté la routine et le manque de vie qui se tasse, sac à dos à arrache. Allez hop, je me casse et je vais pas passer ma vie prisonnière de la leur. Qui t'a galéré ici, je m'en vais galérer ailleurs. Ciao, ciao, les éduques, je me barre. Vous pouvez appeler les flics, fermer la porte, je passerai par la fenêtre, c'est clair. J'ai ma liberté qui m'attend juste devant, je vais pas la faire patienter. 1, 2, 3, ciao tout le monde. Allez, pas le temps, bon blabla, je suis toujours la seule à partir. Putain, aucun de mes potes n'a jamais été de la partie. Là où le système en sorcelle, un coup de vibe sorti. Pour moi, un enclos est fait pour essayer d'en sortir, alors je me barre. Besoin d'aller respirer autre part. Ici, on veut me dresser, me faire avancer ou pas. Moi, j'ai besoin de liberté, de vibrer dans son aura. Les flics au cul, je les entends dire la petite, on aura. Je me barre, tcha tcha, le foyer, je me barre. Je m'en vais respirer autre part. Je me barre, tcha tcha, le foyer, je me barre. À chacune de mes courses, dans les bras de la liberté, un tas de contrôleurs à mes trousses, portés par le vent. Allez dire aux uniformes sur les nerfs qu'ils ne m'attraperont même pas en rêve. La nuit dehors, réveillé par un frisson, un éveil, même quand je dors connecté à mon intuition, j'ai rien à craindre. Percé par le champ de la lune, la chance dans les mains, libre, enfant de la rue. Loin du monde des adultes, illogiques et rigides, fugitifs de leur enclos, n'a qu'un flic et vigile. C'est peut-être con, mais c'est ainsi, j'insiste, vos lois sont immorales. Délinquance à des principes, alors laissez-moi en paix. Vous pouvez toujours attendre si vous voulez voir en paix. Plutôt une balle dans la tempe enivrée. Où mon cœur me porte, je m'en irai. Moi je suis faite pour vivre entre les mailles de vos filets. Je me barre, tcha tcha, le foyer, je me barre.
Libre, ça me suffit, c'est impeccable. Moi, je suis bien quand j'ai rien. Car pour être libre, faut avoir rien à perdre. Ma liberté a rendu vers les hommes en bleu. Cage d'escalier comme nous, j'y change de maison quand je veux. Change de ville quand je veux. Élu sans domicile, je vagabonde les yeux ouverts. L'enfant des rues est en visite, me méfiant de l'adulte comme de la peste. Car l'adulte est une balance, un collabo ou un trait. Crois en mon expérience, sous pression, car ma juge est en colère. Laissez-moi vivre, de toute façon, j'ai plus le droit d'aller au collège. Alors merde, aujourd'hui j'ai 14 piges, vive depuis un bout de temps. J'ai pris de la bouteille, j'ai besoin de personne. La vie m'éduque et la vadrouille m'ouvre l'esprit. Les rencontres m'apprennent bien plus que leurs profs. Bref, c'est l'école de la vie, à l'air libre, là où le ciel et le toit. Entre ciment et belle étoile.
Willkommen zurück in der Perspektivensendung. Und jetzt, Amalia, was hast du für uns zum Tag der Erde auf Lager und wie wir lernen können, zusammen zu leben?
Weißt du, Sheikha, am 22. April war Internationaler Tag der Erde. Und in dieser Sendung möchten wir das Bewusstsein dafür schärfen, wie wichtig es ist, mit Mutter Natur zusammenzuleben. Wirklich, wenn wir in der Lage sind, uns gegen Streich, Menschen durch Rassismus, Vergewaltigung, Machtmissbrauch, Verachtung armer Länder zu zerstören, was kann die Umwelt dann von uns erwarten? Der Planet verlangt nach einer Verschnaufpause. Er braucht Sauerstoff. Er stirbt der rücksichtslosen Luftverschmutzung und der Verschmutzung durch die von der Industrie produzierten Kunststoffe. Wohin wir auch schauen, wir finden Plastikgegenstände, Container, Supermarkttüten, Lebensmittelpfannen, Spielzeug, Autoteile, Hygienenartikel, Kleidung. Wir leben in einem Meer aus Plastik. Der Generalsekretär der Vereinten Nationen, Antonio Guterres, hat in seiner Grundsatzrede auf der Klimakonferenz der Vereinten Nationen im vergangenen Jahr:
How will we answer when baby 8 billion is old enough to ask? What did you do for our world and for our planet when you had the chance? Excellencies, this UN Climate Conference is a reminder that the answer is in our hands. And the clock is ticking. We are in the fight of our lives and we are losing. Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing. Global temperatures keep rising. And our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator.
Aber wir verschleunigen immer weiter. Laut dem Verband Plastik Europe, der wichtigste Kunststoffproduzent weltweit ist China, das rund 50% der Kunststoffe herstellt, gefolgt von Nordamerika und Europa mit einer Produktion von 18%. Diese enorme Jahresproduktion zusammen mit der Ineffektivität von Maßnahmen und Recyclingmechanismen sowie der Nichtabbau dieser Kunststoffe sind die Gründe, warum die überwiegende Mehrheit der Kunststoffe in der Natur zurückgelassen und in Abfall umgewandelt wird. Der ernsthafte Ökosystemprobleme verursacht.
Und welche Rolle spielen wir Frauen Ihrer Meinung nach bei diesem Thema?
Okay, wenn Sie von den Menschen hören, die weltweit das Bewusstsein für die Notwendigkeit schärfen, in Harmonie mit unserer Umwelt zu leben, an wen denken Sie dann? In Perspektiven erzählen wir euch von großartigen Frauen, die ihr Leben und ihre Zeit dafür eingesetzt haben, Umweltbewusstsein zu schaffen. In den 5 Kontinenten gibt es herausragende Beispiele und Vandana Shiva ist da keine Ausnahme. Sie ist eine indische Wissenschaftlerin, Philosophin und Schriftstellerin. Als Aktivistin für Ökofeminismus erhielt sie den alternativen Nobelpreis. Ihr Vater war Förster und ihre Mutter Landwirtin, eine Naturliebhaberin. Vandana hat dafür gekämpft, die Praktiken und Paradigmen der Landwirtschaft und Ernährung zu ändern. Ebenso hat sie soziale Kampforganisationen der grünen Bewegung in Afrika, Asien, Lateinamerika, Irland, der Schweiz und Österreich bei ihren Kampagnen gegen Gentechnik unterstützt. Bangari Maathai, die Friedensnobelpreisträgerin, die 47 Millionen Bäume gepflanzt hat, die kenianische Biologin, die Umweltfeminismus und Menschenrechte vereinte, Frieden auf der Erde hängt von unserer Fähigkeit ab, die Umwelt zu schützen, einer wirtschaftlich, kulturellen und ökologisch tragfähigen Entwicklung in Kenia und Afrika in general. Lesbia Janet Urquia, Umweltschützerin aus Honduras, und Berta Cáceres wurden beide ermordet für ihren Einsatz für die Umwelt in Honduras, und diese Verbrechen verdeutlichen die zusätzlichen Gefahren, denen Frauen ausgesetzt sind, die sich Projekten wird ersetzen, die die Umwelt bedrohen und zerstören.
Nos arrastra un viento malo, a ver si se nos quita. se contará. Si la violencia es un espejo que se rompe y nuestras lágrimas caídas gritarán, solo recuerda que mi cara tiene un nombre y nunca más se callará, y nunca más se callará, nunca jamás me olvidará.
Vielen Dank. Das Sie diese Stunde mit uns verbracht haben. Sie wissen, dass Sie diese Sendung auf der Website der Radio Klip Klan jederzeit nachhören können. Dort können Sie sich auch über unser Projekt Perspektiven informieren. Das Projekt, mit dem wir die Hand heben, um einen Raum für Integration zu schaffen. Wir senden das nächste Mal gemeinsam im August live von Zürcher Theaterspektakel. Wir freuen uns, euch da zu sehen oder wenn ihr dann wieder einschaltet.
Wir grüßen Sie herzlich und wünschen Ihnen alles Gute. Lasst und die Umwelt und die Fürsorge zum Planet Erde in unser tägliches Leben einbeziehen. Wir sind Shecha und Amalia. Bis bald.
Bis bald.
If anybody ever forgot to tell you, you are important. You are special even. Your body was made especially extravagant, extra human. You're like a force of skin and nails and heart. You're walking Monet, you are breathing art. Did you know that it takes the interaction of 72 different muscles just to produce human speech? Relative to size, the strongest muscle in the body is the tongue. Sometimes I wonder where that fact was created from. Seeing as though it's the weapons in our mouths that do the most damage to the ones we love. Did you know that the human brain contains over 100 billion nerve cells? So even if your little nephew is acting like he vacations in hell, you should play with him. I'm sure your attention won't cause a deficient amount in nerve cells. Us women, we blink nearly twice as much as men, so keep looking. She'll notice you. May take her a little longer, but she's got to. The average human heart will beat over 1 million times in one lifetime. I am sure you'll find someone who won't mind skipping one for you. Left lung was made smaller than the right lung to make room for that very heart inside of you. Your stomach needs to produce a new layer of mucus every 2 weeks or it would digest itself. Wow. I guess you should never become complacent while living life on a shelf. Nerve impulses to and from the brain travel as fast as 180 miles and our ears, they never stop growing. There is a reason for every limb and interaction. Body, my God, it's like he created it like an instrument. Every year, about 98% of the atoms in your body are replaced.